Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's an early Christmas present for this Indiana county. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is a great decision. It comes from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. It's our case involving Jackson County and the Jackson County Courthouse in Indiana.
And we've been fighting this for a while now.
For some time. And we argued the case last year, and we just got a ruling from the High Court. And it's a very significant ruling from the High Court. We'll kind of unpack that as we go through this program.
Or unwrap it, as we might say, is a big Christmas present.
Right, yes, because it is an early Christmas present.
Yes.
This is a nativity scene that had been in place for over a decade. And it's around 15 years where every year they put it up. And it's in front of the old courthouse. It's really now the historic courthouse. It's still called the Jackson County Courthouse, but they have a brand new courthouse that's in a different location. And this is the historic courthouse. There's no public transaction of business there. It's an administrative office for people that work with the county. So you don't go there for licenses or for court. You go to the new courthouse for that.
Yeah, the public doesn't go there anymore. So
what's happened is for 15 seasons, Jackson County has put up this nativity scene, and the nativity scene includes other symbols of the holiday, such as a large lighted Santa, a sleigh with reindeer, and a group of Christmas carolers, and then you have this nativity. It's a beautiful display.
Yeah, they're all lighted up. It's really pretty.
The appeals court ultimately ruled in our favor on this particular situation in a 2-1 decision. This is a case brought by a plaintiff represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. This plaintiff does not live or work in the county and does not transact any business in the courthouse. But this particular plaintiff through the ACLU said she's offended and she wanted the nativity scene. In fact, she wanted the entire display because she hates Christmas. She wants even the secular symbols removed. She just wants them gone.
Even though she doesn't go and see it, she's supposedly injured by it being there, right?
That's what she says. And we ultimately lost before the lower court in a very bad written decision by this court. But we appealed it to the Court of Appeals, and we won a significant victory at the Court of Appeals. Now, the interesting case, and we'll explain this later, perhaps even in another program, before they actually issued this decision, the opinion was circulated to all the judges on the Court of Appeals to see if they wanted to rehear this case en banc, which means with the entire panoply of judges, not just three, but all of the judges. Why? Because the court refused to apply two of its previous precedents. And that really brings you to the importance of this particular case. They looked at three other Supreme Court cases, one involving the Peace Cross in Maryland that upheld the Peace Cross, and then two others going all the way back to a case called Marsh versus Chambers. And in that case, that decision involved legislative prayer. It was involving prayer before a legislative body on a state level, and it was sued saying that it violated the Establishment Clause. The Supreme Court upheld the legislative prayer using not one of its other tests that it's concocted. Some of those are terrible tests. But just looking at pure history, what you might call a historical test. They looked at whether or not the founders and the intent of the First Amendment would have envisioned legislative prayer being unconstitutional. And they ultimately concluded in that case that no, they wouldn't. Why? Because the very first act of that same group of people that approved and drafted and ultimately sent for ratification to the states the First Amendment, the very first act that those people did was they voted to open their sessions with prayer. And they hired a chaplain who was paid by the Treasury to lead in those prayers for the legislative session. So those people would not have created a First Amendment that actually made unconstitutional their practice that they just adopted. So it's common sense. They looked at history. And in this particular case, this court, for the first time in any court, looked at history with regards to a nativity scene.
So it could be similar, like what I know we've argued for on behalf of Ten Commandments and what happened with the Peace Cross in Maryland. So those kind of historical features is what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And so when you look at some of these other tests that the Supreme Court used, and we won't get into the weeds on that right now, but we'll explain that later. When you look at some of these tests, the courts have gone all over the map on the Establishment Clause, the part of the First Amendment that says government shall not establish a religion. There's the Free Exercise Clause. Government shall not interfere with the free exercise of religion, nor the establishment establish a religion. So in the Establishment Clause, which is used by these people such as the ACLU and other groups like that, they attack these kinds of religious symbols, such as crosses, nativity scenes, legislative prayer, In God We Trust, the Pledge of Allegiance, One Nation Under God. They try to argue that those are unconstitutional. And you've had this situation develop where somebody can say, like in this case with the nativity scene, I'm offended by it. Well, there's a lot of things that offend a lot of people, but that doesn't mean you get a constitutional cause of action. But they've opened up the door, the court has, to allow those kinds of, frankly, frivolous lawsuits when somebody just simply says, I'm offended by it.
But the Constitution is based on Judeo-Christian principles. How can that be unconstitutional?
Well, when you look at the whole history, that is really why they upheld, using a historical analysis, the legislative prayer.
Right.
Because if you're going to use some of these convoluted tests, legislative prayer would likely fail it. Is somebody offended? Does it endorse a religion and other kinds of things that you would look at, especially if most of the prayers were, say, religious or sectarian. But what the Supreme Court did was look at a historical test. Let's look at history. And that's what you ought to do when you're interpreting any of these constitutional provisions. Let's look at the words. What do they actually mean? Right. What is an establishment of religion? Let's look at the time in which it was drafted. What did they mean by an establishment of religion? And when they looked at the legislative prayer, they concluded that it could not mean prayer at a legislative session because, like I said, the same people that drafted and approved the First Amendment prohibiting an establishment of religion did not think that authorizing prayer before the legislative sessions of Congress and paying a chaplain was establishing a religion. So therefore, let's uphold it by looking at history. And if you were to do that with a lot of these things, you would have a very simple, easy resolution, and you wouldn't have all these symbols struck down. So what happened is, in the Peace Cross case, what the Supreme Court did is they didn't look per se at history there. They did look at some of the history, but they ultimately looked at how long it had been there. It had been there for nearly a century in Maryland, and it was erected to honor some of our military, our war heroes, and some of the men and women in the armed services. So it had been there nearly a century, and they looked at the history of that. But they also looked at how long it had been there. And they said, since it had been there so long and it hadn't been challenged, then there's a presumption that it's constitutional. In our case, though, it had only been there 15 years. And so they said, we can't say that 15 years is long established like a century. We don't know, because the Supreme Court didn't give any guidance. But let's look at it from history. And let's look at these three cases that the Supreme Court decided, including the Peace Cross, but then all the way back to this legislative case involving legislative prayer. And they said, we're going to apply a historical approach.
Well, and this is exciting because this sets a precedent, because every year we have these atheist groups that come and try to attack these nativity scenes. So this great victory sets a precedent.
It really does. And we also have another case in Indiana by a different plaintiff, but the same ACLU. And this decision at the Seventh Circuit will obviously affect that case, and we'll win in that particular case. We're representing these different counties, Fulton County, and then also Jackson County that we just won. But this will have a far-reaching precedent. The bottom line is that this nativity scene will remain in Jackson County as an annual event. We're going to continue to talk about the importance of this on a future program. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.